Now, this next piece comes from gbiresearch.com, and I can't give you the full details because they want me to buy the report. It's a PDF, it's there, it's available for you if you would like to buy the report for yourself to read. But I'm going to give you some key highlights and a description, which I think is rather troubling. There are some questions as well, which they ask in their scope section. They're rather troubling as well. See what you think. The global viral infections market to 2021, promising new competitors and expanding treatment population to offset increased uptake of generics. Viruses are infectious particles comprising a nucleic acid core consisting of either DNA or RNA and a protein coat known as a capsid. Infections attributable to viral pathogens are transmitted directly or indirectly from one person to another or from animal to human. Viruses replicate by exploiting the resources of their host cells, usually to the detriment of the host. As viral pathogens are exceptionally diverse, the morbidity associated with viral infections varies significantly depending on the virus in question. This report covers all viral infections, although particular focus is given to four key indications within this disease cluster: human immune deficiency virus, HIV, hepatitis C virus, HCV, and hepatitis B virus, HBV, and influenza. The global viral infections market was valued at $74 billion in 2014 and is projected to grow at a considerable compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 6.8%. reaching $117.6 billion in 2021. Key drivers of this growth will be the expanding treatment population and uptake of recently approved highly priced antiviral agents, as well as promising late-stage candidates that are expected to be priced highly. That does sound promising, doesn't it? Well, here's the scope. The viral infections market is large and growing rapidly. How do epidemiology trends differ amongst the key indicators? What therapeutic options exist for preventing and treating viral infections? Which products and companies dominate the market? The pipeline is innovative and diverse. What is the proportion of early to late stage pipeline products? Which molecular targets are most prominent within the pipeline? How do the key indicators differ in terms of molecule type? Considerable market growth is anticipated throughout 2021. What do they know about 2021 that we don't? Which products will contribute to this growth most significantly? Will the current market leaders retain their dominance over the forecast period? Deal values for licensing and co-development deals range considerably. How many strategic consolidations have been completed in the past decade? And which type of assets attract the largest deal values? As you can see, this report is all about how the big pharma companies are going to make money out of you and me getting ill. Because the health market is just that. It's a health market. Oh, by the way, if you do want to buy this report, it'll cost you $4,995. If you want to put it on your website, it'll cost you $9,990. And if you want to use it globally, across any media, it'll cost you $14,985. So, even writing a report can be very lucrative. The health service is no longer a service. It's a health market, and you are the product and the resource.